Good morning, everybody. I'm Michael Marsalek here at Montana Public Radio. We are thrilled to have a special live presentation on our morning classics this morning. The International Choral Festival is happening in Missoula, and the wonderful choir from Cuba is with us this morning to sing, Cantores de Cienfuegos, and they will be singing with us, and we'll get a chance to visit as well. The International Choral Festival happens every 3 years in Missoula, and there are many performance opportunities starting today and running through the big finale Saturday night. Preview concerts are all today, and the official public kickoff will be at Out to Lunch in Missoula today, starting at 11 a.m., and then there's a preview concert at Southgate Mall, 2:30 this afternoon, and at Bonner Park tonight, 6:30 p.m. as well. Choirs from 8 countries, 3 continents are participating in this, the 10th International Choral Festival, which begins right now, officially in on the radio. So without further ado, we'll let the choir begin to sing. This is Cantores de Cienfuegos from Cuba. Singing live in our Studio B here at Montana Public Radio, we have another live session, Cantores de Cienfuegos from Cuba is here, one of 11 choirs participating in this year's International Choral Festival. Events happening starting today and running through the big finale on Saturday night. The choir is led by Honey Morera Abreu, conductor of the choir, and also joining us is Rafael Chacon from Missoula, who's going to help translate a little bit. I'd love to talk, first, maybe you could talk about or tell us what we just heard.
So this choir started as an amateur choir in the Cathedral Church in Cienfuegos a long time ago in 20s or 30s, and a Spanish priest started a beautiful work with those singers, and then through generations became in a professional choral group with different style of music in the repertoire. So as a professional choir since 1962.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
We have been many times in competitions and festivals, and we are right now very excited for being here.
Being here in Montana. Well, yes. Welcome. It's so great to have you here. 19 singers on the trip this year.
Right.
Yes. Can you tell us the pieces of music that you began the program with?
Sure. The first one was Requiem Aeternam. That is a very characteristic Cuban song because it's a synthesis between two cultures of the Cuban culture, Spanish and African, by Calixto Álvarez, a great Cuban composer. And the second one was Penas, that means in English sorrows, with lyrics by José Martí, a very important man of our culture in the history of our country. And the music is by Beatriz Corona, a great Cuban composer, a woman.
Well, because it's our morning classics program, you've put together a wonderful classical set for us, so we're excited to hear you sing some more. You did mention that you've traveled quite a bit. The choir has actually performed all over the world, as you mentioned, in various festivals, the Montreux Choral Festival in France and Spain. How often do you get to travel from Cuba and travel around the world and sing?
Well, it depends on the invitations that we receive from different competitions and festivals. And for example, in Cuba, we perform a lot, about 30 times every month for American people that visit our country, and for Cuban people too, for children in schools. We have a regular concert every month, first Saturday every month in the important theater of our city, Thomas Terry. And also we perform in different provinces, Havana, Matanzas, Santiago de Cuba. We have two very important choral festivals in our country, not for competing, just for sharing. And very recently we participated in one of those competitions, festivals, in Santiago de Cuba. And we had a lot of success there.
Wonderful. Well, it's so great to have you with us performing and singing for us today. Why don't you sing another couple pieces of music for us, and we'll talk again.
It's a pleasure.
We have with us in studio Cantores de Cienfuegos from Cuba singing for us live on Montana Public Radio.
Thank you.
Award-winning Cienfuegos Choir from Cuba is with us here at Montana Public Radio. 19 singers, led by Honey Morea Abreu, the conductor. And I'd love to ask just a couple other questions. You were kind of first to get things going. You've actually already sung a couple of concerts across Montana, I understand. You were in Great Falls a couple of nights ago and sang for a very appreciative audience there. And then in Florence, Montana, for a concert last evening.
Right, yes.
So tell me a little bit about the singers that are in the group now. As it's a professional ensemble, is it a group that has new members very often? Are there people that have been singing for a very long time?
Yes, we have singers that came from different places. For example, some of them studied music in art schools, different instruments like trumpet, guitar, saxophone, percussion, and the vocal training has been here in the choir, once in the group. And also we have other members that never received any professional training before. They came from choirs in churches, from traditions in their families, choral traditions, And they only have their voices, a talent, very good ear and tuning. And of course, they were selected for being in the group.
Yes, wonderful. Tell us about the two pieces of music that you just sang for us.
We already sung two classical compositions. The first one was by Claudio Monteverdi, one of the most important Italian composers, as everybody knows. And the title is Sì che io vorrei morire. That means in English, yes, I want to die, but die of love and passion. It's not a sad or terrible song. And the second one was by Felix Mendelssohn, another great composer from the Romantic period. The title was Richte mich Gott in German language. That means God judge me.
It's wonderful to hear you sing in German and Italian. And you obviously have a group that can really sing this amazing small ensemble choral repertoire from all over the world. But let me ask you about music from Cuba and from your country. I know that it's part of the mission to share the music from where you live and to share that broadly with the world, right?
Yeah. Cienfuegos is a very important city in Cuba. We have great musicians, and we had great musicians and composers. For example, a very famous musician from our city is was Benny Moré. And this was a genius in in the history of our music, because this man never studied professionally music. So he had a very famous jazz band. He conducted this group by ear, and he composed a lot of music by ear too. So we have a beautiful mambo by Benny Moré. The title is Beautiful and Spicy, and it's about the way of dance in Cuba and in Mexico, because Benny Moré was very famous in this country too, Mexico.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to ask you a little bit. You mentioned earlier that you do a lot of international, both festivals and competitions. The International Choral Festival, which is having its 10th anniversary this year, it happens about every 3 years here in Missoula, is one of those wonderful opportunities where choirs come together in a non-competitive environment, but choirs from all over the world. And there are festivals like this, certainly, that happen. It is a really unique opportunity, don't you think, that choirs get together and you really get a chance to share your cultures in such a wonderful way and to explore a new community at the same time and meet new friends.
Yes, right. And we are very excited with this event. We can't wait more for this moment, and we are very, very happy for being here. We are very anxious for sharing with other choirs from other countries and for sharing other cultures too.
We're talking about the International Choral Festival, of course, which is happening in Missoula this week. There are all sorts of concerts happening, preview concerts today, and then morning, midday, and evening concerts tomorrow, and evening concerts on Friday, the big finale with each choir singing, and the big mass chorus will be on Saturday night at the Adams Center in Missoula. And if you'd like more information, the full schedule is at choralfestival.org. I'll give a few other details as well. Montana Public Radio will also be broadcasting one of those concerts. The Friday afternoon concert at the Denison Theater at 2 p.m. will feature the choirs from Hong Kong and Costa Rica. And we will be there in the Denison Theater and broadcast that concert live as well. So happy to have you with us today. A couple more things to sing for us?
Sure, yes. And I think we will sing right now Beautiful and Spicy by Benny Moré. What do you think?
Sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Ba 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 Hallelujah.
Will you praise him?
Will you praise him? will you proceed?
Oh, yes.
Lord Almighty.
Are you angry?
Yes, I'm angry.
Lord, I'm angry.
Oh, yes.
Lord, I love you.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I say.
Oh, yes.
Lord, I praise you.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
My soul is in echo. You never want to make it mine. Be echo.
The Cienfuegos Choir from Cuba, 19 singers, and their director, Honey Morea Abreu, with us here in studio live at Montana Public Radio at Studio B. So fabulous to hear you sing.
Thank you.
Wonderful pieces there. And very animated. I loved in the first piece, the imitation of all kinds of sounds and sound effects, and the singers were trumpeting and all sorts of things, yes?
Like in the brass section.
Yes, indeed.
That's the idea.
Yes, indeed. Just wonderful. Well, just a couple more questions, and maybe have you sing one more for us before we let you on your day. You can hear this choir sing next at Out to Lunch at Karis Park today, which is the first public performance. It begins at 11 a.m., and it looks like there's 8 or 9 choirs singing today as part of Out to Lunch. There are also free performances this afternoon. The preview performances will be at the Southgate Mall at 2 o'clock, and then again at 6:30 tonight at Bonner Park, a special concert featuring the youth choirs that are featured at this year's festival. Maybe just a couple last questions, and we'll let you sing one more for us. So when you're getting ready to travel on an international tour like this, you know, you're singing 30 concerts a month. I couldn't believe that number. You're a very busy choir.
Yes, it's a lot.
Are there extra preparations, extra kinds of things? I'm sure the travel is always an issue, but in terms of just getting everybody together to do an international tour is always a lot of work and a lot of logistics. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So, for example, in this trip, it was a very large process with war papers and permissions and everything. And of course, we practiced a lot for preparing all the program for this beautiful festival, like Cuban music, song choreographies that we prepared too, and classical songs, of course, from different parts of the world. Yeah. So we practice normally every morning from 9 to 12. And we had some extras practicing for this beautiful event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is it first trip, I imagine, to this part of the world for most of you?
The first trip in the United States for everybody.
For everybody?
For everybody.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, welcome. We are so thrilled to have you here in Missoula for the International Choral Festival. You can hear this fabulous Cuban choir at Out to Lunch today in Missoula. That will happen. They're singing as part of the 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Out to Lunch event today. They're also singing, it looks like, tomorrow evening in the evening concert at the Denison Theater, and as part of the choir crawl, which will happen in the afternoon as well tomorrow. And then, of course, the big finale. To see the full schedule, go to the International Choral Festival website, choralfestival.org. Well, I would love to have you sing one more piece of music for us.
Okay. And it could be another Cuban song?
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Yo no sé por qué.
Wonderful performance from Cantores de Cienfuegos from Cuba, 19 singers under the direction of Honey Morea Abreu here in Studio B at Montana Public Radio. Can you tell us who that wonderful soloist was on those couple of pieces for sure?
The name of the soloist is Ian Kendry. And this one is our newest member because he joined to the group just 6 months ago.
Wonderful.
So it's the baby of the choir.
Wonderful. Well, it's so great to have you with us. I hope the festival goes just wonderfully for you. I'm sure the Montana audiences and people traveling all over for the festival will really enjoy your performances. And I hope the connections with the other choirs and the community of Missoula is wonderful as well.
Yes, that's amazing.
Yes, thank you. There are preview concerts today. The official public kickoff is at Out to Lunch in Missoula today, starting at 11 a.m. There's a preview concert as well at Southgate Mall from 2:30 to 4 p.m., and the youth choirs will be featured tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Bonner Park in Missoula. Choirs from 8 countries and 3 continents are participating in this. It's the 10th International Choral Festival. There are morning, midday, and evening concerts tomorrow at 8 venues featuring all 11 choirs. Afternoon and evening performances continue on Friday, and the finale concert featuring all the groups and the mass chorus will be at 7 p.m. That's at the Adams Center Saturday night. Buttons are available Thursday through Saturday for the Thursday through Saturday events, and they're at most of the venues, and you can go to choralfestival.org for more information. Montana Public Radio will broadcast the Friday afternoon concert from the Denison Theater here in Missoula live. We'll be back on the radio with some more wonderful choral music. You can listen at 2 p.m. Choirs from Hong Kong and Costa Rica will be singing. And at 3 o'clock, we're going to present an International Choral Festival special as well. That will have interviews and some other information as part of that. Our next live broadcast this week will be at 2 p.m. on Friday. David Edmonds, the director of choral activities at U of M and a board member of the festival, will join me. I'm Michael Marsalek. We'll have photos and video of today's performance and more interviews and more at our website as well at mtpr.org. Thanks to Beth Ann Austin for engineering this live session. Honey Morea Abreu and this wonderful choir from Cienfuegos, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting us to this beautiful program. And I would like to say thank you very much to all the people that organized this beautiful festival, the president, David Heidel, the executive director, Anne-Marie, and other people like Yvonne Gritzner and Kerry Bronson that helps the choir to come here, and all this beautiful team in this radio station, and our liaisons, Suzanne, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of the other one. Jamie. And everybody, thank you very much. We are really, really happy to be here.
I can't think of a better way to kick things off for the week than this wonderful live session this morning. Thanks again. You've been listening to a live session from Studio B here at Montana Public Radio.